Trump, Brexit negotiation went badly, Prime Minister May didn't listen to my advice. By Oliver J.J. Lane on March 14, 2019. As the deteriorating political situation in the United Kingdom makes headlines worldwide, U.S. President Donald Trump has made two separate sets of remarks on Britain's withdrawal from the European Union in one day, lamenting Theresa May's failure to heed his advice but praising the unlimited potential of a new trade deal with Britain. The U.S. president took to Twitter on Thursday morning to talk up the future trade deal he hopes the U.S. will be able to strike with the newly liberated UK in the future, should it ever succeed in leaving the European Union. Striking similar tones to those he and his ambassador to London have made recently about the enormous potential for a trade deal, Trump wrote that the potential is unlimited for a large-scale trade deal between the two allied nations. But more significant remarks came as the president held a photo call with Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar, who was visiting Washington to kick off St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Speaking to journalists, the president revealed that he'd given advice to Theresa May on how to conduct negotiations, but his words went unheeded. Speaking after Brexit negotiations appear to have totally collapsed and as May faces losing control of her own Brexit process in London, Trump said, "I'm surprised at how badly it has all gone from a standpoint of negotiations. But I gave the Prime Minister my ideas of how to negotiate it. She didn't listen to that and that's fine, but it could have been negotiated in a different manner." While the president's prediction on Britain being able to resurrect its Brexit deal with the European Union before the end of the month deadline was they're not going to be able to do that, he also said he hoped Brexit would be a success and that it would lead to a British-American trade deal, echoing his comments of earlier in the day. Trump said, "I would like to see that whole situation with Brexit work out. We're talking to them about trade, we can make a very big trade deal with the UK. It's very sad to see what's happening there." The president also invited Leo Varadkar to comment on the Brexit process, joking that maybe he shouldn't do so as it could get the Irish leader in trouble. Nonetheless, he obliged, repeating his often repeated talking point that Ireland's main concern in Brexit is hardship in Northern Ireland, rather than his nation, the Republic of Ireland, which it was revealed earlier this year would need a mega money bailout from the European Union to survive the consequences of a full Brexit. They were unwilling to negotiate with the Obama administration, and unwilling before that, to be honest, I'm not just blaming President Obama. But they're willing to talk to us, and if they don't talk to us, we're going to do something which will be quite severe, economically. We're going to tariff a lot of their products coming in, they treat us very unfairly. For decades. Oliver J.J. Lane is the editor of Breitbart London, follow him on Twitter and Facebook.